One that's a little bit frustrating is the state is facing a difficult time, and I think it's important people, important for so-called community leaders, not to inflame passions. Instead, one of the disappointing things we've had tonight is we've told people who, I mean, nobody's dying because of this budget. Nobody's getting sick. Nobody's even getting laid off. Okay? In the real world, if I go to work and my boss tells me we had a bad year, we're taking away your 401k match, or you've got a new health insurance plan, you got to kick another 50 or 100 bucks a year in health insurance, you get over it in about 30 seconds. When Scott Walker was sitting at that desk and closed caucus about a week ago and told me my pension was going down, which I wasn't expecting, I got over in about 10 seconds. Okay, we're living in the greatest state in the greatest country of the world, and you all got a job. Okay, and for people to be melodramatic here and pretend like this is Cairo or, you know, we're in some horrible, disastrous thing that people are going to put up with isn't true. We all love you. Nobody's against you. But you shouldn't get, you know, people like Representative Schilling or Representative Grigsby or Senator Joker Taylor over there to make you think that horrible things are going on here. Much worse things have gone on to other employees all over the state the last 3 years, and you still got a great life.